Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I actually began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with greater impact and influence on the telephone. So I was actually an expert in communication techniques for virtual teams before anyone was even talking about virtual teams. So in this mini podcast, I will offer you one big tried and true tip, tool, or technique that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. So let's get started. So today's episode is entitled The KISS Method for Conference Calls, and it's not what you think. The KISS stands for Keep It Short and Sweet. Keep it short and sweet. So here's the challenge. I know that many of you have been on these really long, really rambling conference calls that seem to have no end in sight. In fact, I remember once being on a conference call in my hotel room in Phoenix. I had to take an early morning call before I went to a client site. And this call was an orchestra of disorganization. There were people joining the call late. Folks didn't have the proper materials they needed for the call. Someone was in their car and we could hear all the wind blowing from the car sounds. It was just an orchestra of disorganization. And by the time we were about an hour and a half into the call, my mind began to wander. And I stepped out to my balcony and I started watching. There were some coyotes on a golf course. And I stepped out on my balcony in the hotel and I'm looking at the coyotes. And I have this thought. And all I could think was that I'd rather be dragged through the desert by a pack of coyotes than spend another minute on that conference call. And that was sad and hilarious all at the same time. So I ended up on the call for about another half an hour, but I swore that I would really address this in my podcasting and then working with my clients to really think about how can you reduce the time you're spending on these conference calls. And the KISS method to think about, keep it short and sweet, all of it, from the messaging to the actual meeting to every aspect of the meeting, keeping it short and sweet. So here's some things to think about in terms of how do you shave some time off of these conference calls. So, you know, conference calls go on too long for a variety of reasons, right? So maybe there's a lack of planning on the part of the person leading the call. Maybe there's some folks who are on the call who are not quite prepared. So you're wasting time or spending time getting them up to speed, or they're looking for a document in their email, or they're, you know, at the airport or wherever they are. And all of those things sort of cumulatively create a lot of drag and pull on conference calls, and it eats up so much time. So here are a couple things that I suggest as a way to look at how to keep it short and sweet and really shorten the time you're on these calls. So one thing to think about if you're actually leading the call is to impose time limits on each person who has to present or speak on that call, including yourself. And I suggest that you think about if you're presenting a message or an idea or anything that requires discussion. And as you know from my other podcasts, I always encourage discussion, make it a dialogue, not a monologue. But if you are presenting something that you can give just a 2-minute snapshot of the topic, the proposal, the situation, and then encourage some Q&A or let people ask questions if they need more information. But to think about how can I boil my message down to 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, but certainly no longer than that. How can I distill my message down so that the timing of it is short and sweet and to the point? So one of the ways that you get to the KISS method or you keep it short and sweet is, first of all, being clear, you know, what are you talking about? And then two, how can I say whatever it is I'm trying to say, how can I say it in less words, using less verbiage, less filler? And if you consider that before you get on the call, whether you're leading the call or you're attending the call and you're going to present, if you can keep your message short and sweet, first of all, other folks on the call appreciate it. Second of all, it creates great energy on the call because you typically, if you're short and sweet, you have some energy, some enthusiasm, some vocal expressiveness, and those things become very interesting to the ear because keep in mind your audience can't see you. And the other thing to think about in keeping it short and sweet is it moves the call along at a good pace, right? So you're shaving some time off, you're injecting energy into it, and you may even end the call early. I am a big fan of conference calls that are less than an hour. So if you can just practice as either the leader of the call or the person attending and presenting, the keep it short and sweet, right? What am I saying? Let me get rid of all the filler and just boil it down to the essential message. How can I say it in very few words? Keep it clear, keep it concise, keep it compelling, and it keeps the energy moving. And before you know it, if everyone is practicing the KISS method on the call, it becomes a real exchange of energy, a real exchange of communication and ideas, and it keeps people energized, and you don't have to spend as much time on the call. So the thing that I want you to practice, your one action step this week, is I want you to practice keeping it short and sweet. Again, whether you are attending the call or whether you're leading the call. And I want you to follow my 90-second rule. And sometimes we can push it a little bit to a 2-minute rule. So some of you know that I used to be a professional theater actress. And in theater, you only have, when you go to audition for a job, which is how we get jobs, when you go into audition, you typically have 90 seconds to do a monologue that will determine whether or not you're going to be in the running for that job. So you have 90 seconds to get the job, right? Talk about first impressions. And so what you had to do in that 90 seconds was really deliver, be focused, be expressive, be all in, and give it the best shot you have in that 90 seconds, because that was the way you get work. So I want you to adapt that to the business world by thinking about your next message you have to deliver on a conference call. How can you distill that message down to 90 seconds, no more than 2 minutes? That's my 90-second rule. If you put that into place, I guarantee you, you will have shorter conference calls. And if you have everyone on your call who is going to be presenting, follow the 90-second rule, again, maybe 2 minutes, I guarantee you, you'll get through those calls much faster, more energy, and folks will be happy because they're off the calls faster. Okay, so this is Rasheryl McCrary. That's my tip for the day. I am so thrilled that you joined me for Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, and I am signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.